This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The Trump administration is getting involved in Colorado's wolf reintroduction efforts. The director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says Colorado can no longer relocate any wolves that come from Canada or anywhere outside the northern Rocky Mountain states. The Associated Press reports most of those states have said they don't want to be part of Colorado's reintroduction. That could leave Colorado in a bind this winter, when the state was planning to relocate another 10 to 15 wolves under an agreement with British Columbia. Hundreds of federal workers are turning to Colorado's unemployment system as the government shutdown continues. The state's Department of Labor and Employment says about 1,500 furloughed employees have applied for benefits so far. Officials warn their claims could take weeks to process because of wage verification issues unique to federal workers, and those benefits will have to be repaid once back pay arrives. When the unemployment checks do come, they'll only be about 55% of a worker's salary. Two high-profile Democrats are urging Denver residents to vote in favor of a ballot measure to keep the ban on sales of flavored tobacco in the city. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Senator Michael Bennett and Attorney General Phil Weiser, both candidates for governor, joined a Yes on 310 rally Saturday. Bennett says, as former superintendent of Denver Public Schools, he saw firsthand the dangers kids face from flavored tobacco products.
Once a kid gets to high school and they're addicted to nicotine, then their entire life could be bound up with that substance. So that's why I'm here.
Backers of the no side say the fight is about adult choice. Mail-in ballots went out earlier this month. Election day is November 4th. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
More news at cpr.org and krcc.org.